All right, as I'm going to try and make sure we cut it a bit short today, we'll make it a bit quicker than normal. Quite a short onwards, but you know, people have got to move on. All right, so we are in the middle, and we're actually starting in the bottom of Ches and with Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. We read the Mechaber last time, and again, we're at the beginning of Siman Dalet, and we read the Mechaber, at least, and perhaps even the Mamar, I don't remember, of Sif Aleph. We're going to go through the Mechaber and the Mamar again now, and then we're going to jump straight to Sif Kot and Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber says in the beginning of Siman Dalet, Yichud the other Yivarach Al Nitzeh Yadayim, person should wash his hands and make the Bracha Al Nitzeh Yadayim. Gam Asher Yotza, some say he should also make Asher Yotza. And even if he didn't actually go to the bathroom, he can make Asher Yotza. And that is the custom. Now we move on to the Mechaber's next part. Mayim hapasulim, the Nitzeh Yadayim, the Su'uda. Water that is usually not allowed to be used for Nitzeh Yadayim when you're having a meal, which we're going to describe a bit in the Mishnah Berurah. Come on, in Siman Kuf Samach, he talks about it. Kasheyu Nitzeh Yadayim L'Tfilah. We're more lenient with the type of water you can use for Tfilah. You have to be more careful for the Suda, but less careful with the water that you use for Nitzeh Yadayim when you're about to daven. And we'll describe what it is shortly. Okay, Miyu, Yesh Misha Eime, Deloy Mavarech, Alayhu. Some say, though, you should not make a bracha on such waters. It means if you're going to use the lower grade waters, we'll describe what that is. If you're going to use the lower grade waters, even though it might be permitted, but you shouldn't make the bracha on Nitzeh Yadayim on such waters. Okay, so now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Kot and Gimel, which is on page Ches again. Right, the second last line. Gam Asher Yotza, right? There are more ads in addition to Nitzeh Yadayim. Some say you can make Asher Yotza. Hatam, meaning why are you making Asher Yotza if you haven't been to the bathroom? Hatam, Mishum de Baboike Nasek Berech Hadosha. The reason is that in the morning you're like a new creation. So we have to thank Hashem for that. Right? So, Beniskan, Birchas, Elekaina Shoma, Alhana Shoma, Basha Yotza, Yisir Saguf. Amazing. Got two separate brachas you're going to make. Did anyone ever think about this? You make Elekaina Shoma for having your Neshoma put back in you. And you're like a new creation in the morning of your Guf as well. And therefore you make Asha Yotza on the new Guf that you've just been created with this morning. But yes, there are other reasons as well. Ayin, next page. Ayin ba'achroinim for the further reasoning. Okay, the kosher of a prima godim. Top line of page 16. A kosher of a prima godim. De lefi hatam de berech hadosha. For the reason we gave about being a new creation. Im hayaneo kol alayla. If a person was awake all night, da'oz le'naseh berech hadosha ba'baike. He won't be a new creation in the morning because he doesn't go to sleep, so nothing new is coming. He's just the same old guy walking around. Ein yochel avarech asher yotza. Without having been to the bathroom, he would not be permitted to make the bracha Asher Yotza. If Asher Yotza is about being a new creation, about a new having a new guf in the morning, well, if you didn't go to sleep, then you don't have a new guf in the morning. I didn't mention that. Good question. He actually talks about in the second paragraph, in the footnote in the second paragraph, he talks about that. What about Elokeinu Shama? If a person is up all night, he brings the shame that Eli Rabbi, you can't make the bracha. But the Prima Godim and others remained as a Tzorach in if you're allowed to or not. Okay, we'll leave it at that. It's actually a siman later on that talks about it. So if you did not sleep all night, you can't make the bracha Asher Yotza if you haven't been to the bathroom. Yesh Oimrim, third line. Yesh Oimrim, Deim Hishtin, Balayla, Yuchel Esmoich Le'inin Birchas Asher Yotza, Al Asher Yotza, Deshachris. If a person went to urinate in the night, he could just not make the bracha Asher Yotza then, wait till the morning, and the Asher Yotza of the morning will cover the going to the bathroom in the night. Besoch Ian Ladina. However, this needs a bit of investigation. Why? Gam pa'amir rabbi, if you could show rabbi, can mistake it, or you'd have pa'am na ta'as in the ground. Because what's going to help you? If you went in the night and you had to again go in the morning, then ukamon simon zayin, Mishnah Berurah, sif cotton aleph. So did I skip? Sorry, I skipped the line. Lo yuchal lachul oid habocha shayotza rabbi ke al zoyatalab delilah, right? Basically, once you go the second time, the bracha can't cover the time before. It can only cover what was just done now. So it's not such a good idea. A guy, 2 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up and he's in the bathroom, goes to the bathroom, doesn't make a bracha. He says, you know what, in the morning. He wakes up, 8 o'clock in the morning now, and needs to go to the bathroom. So he goes to the bathroom. Asher Yotza, yeah, but it's not going to help you for the 2 o'clock in the morning visit. It'll only help you for the 8 o'clock visit. Because it doesn't help anymore. It only helps for the one you just went now, but not the previous one. So that's a big, you're taking a big gamble if you don't make the Asher Yotza in the middle of the night, because by the morning, the Asher Yotza can't work on two trips, only one trip, the most recent trip. You look confused. Ah, because the problem is that, I need to mention this, is that people many times they wake up in the morning, they need to go to the bathroom, in which case they can't make a bracha. They have to wait till after they go to the toilet. And now the Asher Yotzeh they make then will not cover the early one. So they've just missed the boat. okay, Ukhtu Klamon, Simon Zai, Mishnah Brewer, Sif, Cotton, Aleph. The Yoshamayim Yachmel Atzmoy. So a person who has Yoshamayim, what will he do? He'll be stringent upon himself. He told Yadav. And again, it's about the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. For some people, they haven't gone to bed yet. But what I get, 2 o'clock in the morning, he should. What's the best thing to do? He should wash his hands. Yubash mechnasayim or yachkov b'shad davar lahasik ben liboy le'erva. He should either put on some type of trousers, underwear that will, or some other type of belt that will separate his heart from his erva. Otherwise, it's uncovered or it's exposed because he's wearing some type of loose garment. So he has to make a separation between his heart and his erva. Then he can make the bracha, and now he's done the right thing because he's not going to miss the bracha shayotza. It's a bit, a person's half asleep, they don't want to deal with all this. But lemaisa, so if you've got your shemayim, you'll be machmir to make sure you make shayotza in the night for the reasons we mentioned. However, you should distance yourself from the, not called a bedpan, it's called, people, they don't go out to the field to urinate. They just do it in a some type of a container in the room. He has to make sure he's Abba Amos away if he's in his room. He points out in the footnote that again, if you want to be Abba Amos away from that, will only help if you've got your back to it. If you're facing it, if you can see it, you can't make the bracha yet. You have to either put it away somewhere you can't see it, or turn your back and be 4 amos away. That's the two options. If what he used to urinate him was not actually meant for that purpose, it's not a specially it's not specially set aside for urinating in, it's just some random kli he found, then it's enough just to add a revius of water into the urine, and then he can make a bracha even in front of it. It's lost its potency in terms of the issa of make a bracha if he's added a revius of water. There's footnotes about what happens if he urinated twice, and now he's got this mixture of a double dose. And what can he do now? He wants to say Krishma. So it's said in Mangavam that he can just put one revius for everything. And the Gros agrees to that. Doesn't matter how many times he went in this thing, as long as he adds one revius of water, he's okay to be able to make a bracha in front of it. That was Bashem the Gros as well. Okay.
Can you rely on the Yashurim to say that you can cover all your toilet activities that you did during the night in the mornings, Ashayats?
Well, you could, but the problem is that you often need to go again, and then you can't make a bracha until you go, and then you're gonna, it's a very common situation, right? If you need to go again in the morning, you can't make a bracha until you've been to the bathroom, because you're not allowed to make a bracha without, if you need the bathroom. And then you're gonna go the second time, and it doesn't cover the first time now, so you're running into problems. Yes, Oimim, that you could skip the bracha.
Right,
so he said, but the chashash, he says, but the problem is that people need to go again in the morning. That's what he says. That's why you shouldn't really do that. But the Eved, whatever, I'm saying, yes, you could do that, but the problem is you're going to run into, in the morning, you'll need again, then you won't be able to do that. So that's the gamble you're taking. Okay, now, there's a shaila. What happens if the Meir Glaim is less than a revius? How much water do you need? Do you have to revius or not? There's two opinions looking for number 13. Right, Dalad, Sifkot Dalad, Bafilu. That he said that even he didn't actually go and relieve himself, he can make the bracha shayotza when he wakes up in the morning. A person wants to avoid all doubt because it's a machlokes. As soon as he washes his hands, he should go straight away and relieve himself. Now wash his hands a second time. That's the best way to do it. Wash your hands straight away because you're not supposed to wait. Wash your hands straight away, go to the bathroom. Now wash your hands a second time, and now you make the bracha shayotza. And it's better not to be making Netilas Yadayim on the first time you wash, right? You're really supposed to wait even on Netilas Yadayim until after the second time you wash, right? Person who wakes up in the morning and washes his hands, technically he can make Netilas Yadayim at that point. But he says the better approach is not to make the bracha then, go to the bathroom, wash your hands a second time, and now make both brachas on Netilas Yadayim and Asher Yotzer. Usually the other way.
But if you wake up needing the bathroom, then you're going to go to the bathroom before you wash, no?
Yeah, it's not so ideal, but yeah. I'm saying if you have to, you have to. But yeah, whatever. I'm saying if a person should not hold himself in. He should go, but it should be, you know, I mean, it's like on the way, you could be washing something. It's not so hard to get the washing in on the way. But all right. Ubifat imhaya sarach linakavav be'eis netila v'shoina. And certainly, if you need to relieve yourself when you wash the first time, you shouldn't be making the bracha on the second time, right? Sha'az bevadei ena v'shai levarach, as we just spoke out. He speaks that what if you hold yourself in a certain amount of time? That's footnote 15. You can look over there. V'chai adam kasev denochel hamtin minavarach on the tefillah yadayim ad la'achas shemenake atzmoi v'roitz les palo. You should not be making the tefillah yadayim at all until you actually are ready to come and daven. Ayin sham timer. It means you know you're not going to be davening for an hour. A simple case, right? You know you're davening for an hour. Don't make the tefillah yadayim when you wash first thing in the morning, because the tefillah yadayim is going on the tefillah, and that's not going to be for an hour, and you're likely to end up getting your hands dirty and not be showing on your hands until then. Wait till a later point. What? You're right. It should be three or 4 hours before davening. You're right. Ayin shom timer. Okay. Achar kach motzasi b'seif ma'aser rav shekein noyeg the hagra zal ayin be'alocha. Again, what did he do? The Vernagon also did not make an tefillah yadayim until he was actually ready to daven, and that avoids the problem of being shomer on your hands. It's a big problem. You've got 2 hours to be 100% sure you're not going to be touching things dirty, or whatever, or not needing the bathroom again. Better to wait off on the tefillah yadayim until later.
You can say the Birkas
Hashachar,
but not
Tilashida. Right, Kabith Shachar is not on the Tvila, it's just the brachas you need to make. Yeah. Yeah, for sure, wash hands, yeah. Yeah. Okay, there's a long bialoch here. I don't think we have time to do it today. So we're in Sifkot and Hay now. And we said that, again, the Machabed has told us that Mayim, which is Pasul for the Suda, is still okay for the Tirsi Yadayim for Tvila. Right. However, the Shaila, right, that maybe you shouldn't make it, you can't make a bracha on Tirsi Yadayim on such water, although you could use it for Tefillah, but you can't make a bracha on Tirsi Yadayim. So we're going to speak out that point now. Simon Kuf Samach. The Hainu, Mayim Shinishtanu Ma'ehem, for example, water that's color changed, like it doesn't look clear, it's not clear, it's got some coloring added to that went into it. Oinasu Behem Malacha, or it was used for Malacha. How do you use water for Malacha? Watermill, for example, is a simple example, right? If you have a watermill, that water that pushed the mill around, you shouldn't use that water for Tirsi Yadayim for a Suda. If you were thinking about doing that, or if it's salty water, or if it's smelly water, you should not use it from the Tirsi Yadayim for a Suda. If it's so smelly or so salty, even a dog wouldn't drink it. Because the reason it's good for Tvila, though, is because it's not about preparing yourself to eat, but rather it's just making sure your hands are clean, washing off any dirt that's on your hands for Tvila. That doesn't need such high-grade water. Even if it's salty water, but your hands are now clean, or salty, smelly water, your hands are now clean from anything that's on it, and you'd now be able to daven, and that's why it's a lower, like I said, it's a lower-grade water that's required. He brings in what's dirty in your hands? We're going to wipe them off, but the menake is talking about when you've got like literal pieces of dirt and mud or whatever on your hands, whatever it might be. That's what you're trying to get off, pieces of solid. That's what it seems like. If you're using dirty, you know, smelly water, it still looks clean. It just smells bad. That's what it seems. And if you've got a bad smell in your hands now, you're not going to daven anyway. Right? You can't daven with a bad smell. But you're right. I'm saying within reason here, we're talking about trying to make your hands cleaner. If it's not going to help it, it's going to make it worse, then probably not going to be good. Just before we go to mention what this Bialocha says, in Sifkotan Vav, when we said in the Mechaber that Yesh Misha Omer, that when you use the lower grade waters, we call it, for Tefillah, don't make a bracha, he doesn't mean don't make a bracha at all. Sifkon Vav says, Lomavach, where's the Loma? Al Ches Yadayim. Don't make that bracha. Rak Al Nikios Yadayim. You have to have a low grade bracha of you're making bracha Al Nikios Yadayim, because that's what you're trying to achieve. But you can't say Nikios Yadayim, because that's only reserved for the higher grade waters. And Alayhu, right? The Lomavach Alayhu, Sifkon Zain, Vachroinim, Hichriu, do you Chalavach Al Nikios Yadayim? Vachroinim disagree with this. Yesh Misha Oimer mentioned by the Mechaber, and in fact, Achoinim come out that you could make Al Nikios Yadayim even on the lower grade waters. That's why you don't hear anyone ever making the Bocha Al Nikios Yadayim on that. Right, okay. Ayin, come on, Siv Zayin Mishnebo. He mentions in the Bialocha Lekamon, right, Jivre Maschel Lekamon Simon Kuf Samach. I'm not going to do the whole thing, I'm going to mention the last line of it, just to get the psak from it, is that Lechatchila, it's correct to be Makpid even to have the chumras of the various reasons that water from tefillin is a higher grade. You should really try and use that for tefillah as well, even the ones such as kli and koyach gavra. There's two things that are required in, or two, one of the things, some of the things that are required in, we'll call it, in the Tefillah Yadayim for a Suda is kli. You have to do our kli, not just like put your hands under a flow of water. That might have to be put into a kli and poured on your hands. That's one thing. And also koyach gavra has to be coming from the strength, or the strength, that a person is pouring the water rather than just coming from, flowing naturally, whatever it is. Those two things, they are required for Netzavim for a Suda, and he's adding that the Chatchila, that you also should be careful for Tefillah to be pouring out a kli. Sometimes people just put their hands under the faucet, right? What's it called? Yeah, people put their hands under the tap. That is okay for sure, but the Chatchila, you should do dafka, putting into a kli and pouring onto your hands as you do for the Suda. Yeah, well, that's another shayla, but probably yes, we'll call it. All right, I think we've run out of time, so that's it. All right, so we got to Sif Beis. So we're starting next week on Siman Daled Sif Beis. The weekend is reserved for Chazorah, what we did this week, for Friday and Shabbos. Cultures.